Many of the kids who left Central America and headed for the U.S. 2 years ago are still in limbo. Tens of thousands came on foot, escaping gang violence, hoping that if they got here, they would get to stay. The ones who made the journey without their parents have been called unaccompanied minors, child migrants, asylum seekers. From NPR's Code Switch team, Shireen Marisol Meraji tells us about a new play called Shelter that gives them names.
Soy Mariana.
Sandra.
And Luisa.
In this scene, or chapter as they're called in the play, Mariana, Sandra, and Eloisa are bunking together in a government-funded shelter in the U.S. They just met. Sandra's from El Salvador, Mariana, Honduras, and Eloisa, Guatemala. They can't sleep, so they're exchanging stories about their journeys and what it was like back home.
One day, our mayor found a head, a human head, at his doorstep. That was it. My mother packed my things the next day.
I've seen worse than that.
Actor Mariah Martel plays Eloisa, the girl who left home after the mayor of her town found a head on his doorstep. She's done a year's worth of research to get into character and says it's still really hard.
Falling off trains in the middle of the night or losing arms or having a severed head on the doorstep or making it to the border and being sent right back. There's just so many aspects of it that feel larger than life.
Martel is an undergrad at California's Institute of the Arts, CalArts, where the play was the brainchild of this woman.
Marisa Chivas, and I head Duende CalArts out of the CalArts Center for New Performance.
Chivas founded Duende CalArts 7 years ago to make bilingual, bicultural theater in collaboration with Latino and Latin American artists. She says she saw blog posts about the surge of unaccompanied minors even before the mainstream media latched onto the story and was compelled to tell it from the kids' perspective. Chivas visited a shelter in San Diego and talked with volunteers and kids there and says she couldn't help thinking about her own 12-year-old.
Oh my God, this could be my son. What kind of desperation would I have to be in that I would send my son on this dangerous journey?
She also interviewed teens who made the dangerous journey and are now attending high school in Los Angeles at the School of History and Dramatic Arts. She invited some of those students to workshop the play so that actors like Mariah Martel could meet the real people these larger-than-life things were happening to.
My name is Jasmine, y soy del Salvador.
Chivas used a lot of Jasmine's story as inspiration for Shelter. We're only using her first name for her safety. She's waiting to see if she'll be granted asylum. If not, she'll be sent back to face the tormentors she left back home.
Yo me vine porque cuando yo estaba allá, por las mismas pandillas, había una muchacha que...
Jasmine says she came here because a girl in school kept harassing her to join a gang. And when she refused, the girl threatened to kill her. And those aren't empty threats in El Salvador. Kids who refuse gang initiation are retaliated against and end up in black bags, as Jasmine puts it. So Jasmine's mom found a group leaving for the U.S. and made her go with them.
Pero la mayoría eran jóvenes, porque todas las pandillas están reclutando más a los jóvenes.
She says the group was mostly kids because that's who the gangs recruit. So imagine Jasmine at 14, chubby-cheeked and barely 5 feet tall, taking her first trip outside of El Salvador. Not on the 8-hour flight with a stop in Mexico City and beverage service, but on foot, in strangers' cars, clinging to the top of freight trains. She says they traveled at night mostly and slept during the day on dirty floors and in holes in the ground. The total cost? $8,000. Her mom borrowed the money to pay multiple smugglers along the way. The amount of time it took? 1 month. And 2 days. And 100 more days in immigration detention because Jasmine turned herself into the U.S. Border Patrol. That was 2 years ago. She says the absolute worst part of the journey, though, was riding La Vesia, the freight train in Mexico where the mafia, random thugs, and even tree limbs can kill you. And in the play, Shelter, the train plays a huge role. In multiple scenes, actors are arranged in horizontal or vertical lines on stage to simulate a train. Sometimes it's because the action is happening on a train, but not always.
Step three. If not Mexican, anyone appearing to be a child will receive mandated TVPRA.
Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act.
Screening.
The actors are in lines facing the audience, methodically listing every step of bureaucracy the kids must go through when they reach the U.S., and all to the rhythm of a freight train on a track.
Capítulo 3, El Refugio.
Chapter 3, The Shelter.
Shelter has four chapters. You've got the kid's journey and historical context and today's debate over what to do with these children. But there are also sweet moments of kids being kids, playing soccer, sharing their dreams for the future. The play opens this weekend at a community park in a predominantly Latino neighborhood in L.A. Chivas says she wanted to share it first with the community closest to the story. She hopes it shows not only the kids' trauma, but their courage and resilience.
And they have high hopes. They've got big dreams. And I want to support those dreams in any way I can.
Jasmine says she's conflicted about living in the U.S. without her mom and her two younger sisters and brothers. She told me she's in love with this country, but her dream is that things back in El Salvador get fixed.
Yeah, es como mejor que arreglen la situación allá.
Her sisters are getting older, and she's worried they'll be recruited by gang members one day and told, you have to join, because if not, we'll hurt you.
Y ellas también. Algún día le van a decir, oh, tienes que meterte porque si no te hacemos daño.
She doesn't want them to have to make the choice she was forced to make. Stay and die, or leave and live. If you're lucky. Shereen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.